I received a lot of requests from you guys today to come on here and talk about Anthony Fauci. And to be honest with you, I was about to do so. I was going to come on here and completely blast Anthony Fauci this afternoon. Not doctor. I'm not saying Dr. Fauci. His name is Anthony Fauci. I don't recognize him as a doctor. He's more like a meteorologist. He just throws a bunch of guesses out there and hopes something will be right. Instead, Fauci is always wrong. He is always wrong. How Anthony Fauci remains employed by the United States government is beyond me. I try not to think about the fact that we pay his salary and he's the highest paid government employee in the country. Yeah, Anthony Fauci is paid more than the president, which right now I can understand. Even at 80-something years old, Anthony Fauci is still sharp. He can still form complete sentences. At this point, I don't think Joe Biden can color inside the lines. Anyway, I had every intention this afternoon of coming on here and blasting Anthony Fauci for criticizing college kids this past weekend for going to football games. It's a super spreader, kids. Listen to your great-granddaddy. Stay home. Last weekend, college kids across the country broke out in chants of F Joe Biden. This weekend, I imagine it's going to be F Anthony Fauci, and rightfully so. Anthony Fauci's a real dick, a smug, arrogant little bastard who needs to go away. I'm not going to be blasting him in this video, though. As I was about to do a little research for this story, I decided to head on over to Mediaite to see what they were going to say about it, see what their opinion was on it. While I was at Mediaite, I came across a story that, I'll be honest with you, this story took me by surprise. I have always had a lot of respect for Kenny Mayne. He was one of the ESPN personalities that I grew up watching. He was with the network for 27 years. I literally have spent most of my life watching Kenny Mayne. He was excellent on SportsCenter. He had this way of delivering highlights with this dry sense of humor, and it just made it compelling. Kenny Mayne was entertaining. 4 or 5 months ago, I came to the defense of Kenny Mayne when he was released by ESPN. While ESPN didn't have a problem paying Stephen A. Smith $12 million a year to not be smart, to be the resident dumbass, they wanted to cut Kenny Mayne's pay by 30, 40%, 20%, whatever the number was. They wanted to cut his pay. ESPN, they didn't have a problem giving Maria Taylor an undeserved raise, but a 27-year veteran viewed as expendable. Since Kenny Mayne has left ESPN, he has become more political, which is fine. It's fine. He is entitled to his opinion. But he gave an interview to John Gonzalez over at The Ringer. And after reading this interview, all respect that I had for Kenny Mayne immediately evaporated. First off, John Gonzalez asked Kenny Mayne why he has become more vocal politically since he left ESPN. Kenny Mayne says that while he was at ESPN, he was silenced. He was asked not to be political. Now, I find this hard to believe. Maybe this could have happened 5 or 6 years ago at ESPN, but I find it hard to believe that in 2020 or in 2021, ESPN was silencing someone from talking about woke politics. Their flagship show is called Woke Take. The face of the network is Captain Woke, Stephen A. Smith. Kenny Mayne basically confirmed in this interview with The Ringer that he is woke, so I find it extremely hard to believe that executives at ESPN were trying to silence his political beliefs. He goes on to admit that he held himself back at ESPN because he didn't have the courage of someone like a Jemele Hill, who was also asked by ESPN to cut out the politics years ago, but Jemele Hill refused to do so. Essentially, what Kenny Mayne just admitted here was that he's a giant pussy and is willing to fall into compliance instead of standing for what he believes in. But what I'm about to share with you, this is what really caught me by surprise. I guess it shouldn't, But I never took Kenny Mayne as the type that would be woke. I never saw signs of wokeness while he was at ESPN. Obviously, now it makes sense. He was being silenced, or so he says. You guys that have been following me here on the channel for a while, you guys know I was never a big fan of Donald Trump. Now, granted, Trump is much better than the zombie that we have in the Oval Office now. I just didn't like a lot of his antics. However, I never viewed Donald Trump as a racist. Matter of fact, I think Donald Trump did more for African Americans in this country than Barack Obama did. When Trump was in office, the rest of the world respected America. That is no longer the case. According to Kenny Mayne, Donald Trump and his supporters are racist. Check out this quote. Quote, "It's not like everyone who supported Trump is out and out racist. A lot of them are. But they were willing to abide that racism for sure, or look the other way. I have family members who look the other way, pretend it's just Republicans versus Democrats and both sides, and you're so liberal and all this BS. No, look at what they did. He basically, I know this triggers people, but to say they used the Nazi playbook is pretty accurate. Fascism for sure. Call it what you want. Attack the media, attack the immigrants, attack people of color, attack truth," end quote. See, this is where the media should do their job. This is where a follow-up question should be asked. You said a lot of Trump supporters are racist and said, look at what they did. What did you mean by that? Can you provide examples? Also, can you define fascism? You said Trump and his supporters attack truth. What truth are you talking about? You see how easy that was? But the woke media, they're not going to do that. They're not going to ask difficult follow-up questions because John Gonzalez knows Kenny Mayne wouldn't be able to answer, or at least answer with any substance. Kenny Mayne, he also came to the defense of Megan Rapinoe in the women's soccer team. "Imagine being a woman on that team and half the country is rooting against you. It made me sick." I wonder why the country was rooting against the women's soccer team. Could it be that they were anti-American? Could it be that Megan Rapinoe was the face of the anti-American movement at the Olympics? Kenny Mayne went on to blast Donald Trump for attacking Megan Rapinoe and the women's soccer team for being anti-American. But then he turns around and questions why Donald Trump didn't also attack the women's basketball team. You know, the losers from the WNBA. Well, I can answer that question for you, Kenny Mayne. No one gives a damn about the WNBA. Donald Trump might not have even known they were even protesting. The WNBA is so irrelevant, they can't even get media attention when they're trying to. WNBA players kneel for the national anthem? No one cares. WNBA players fight against the myth of systemic racism? No one cares. WNBA players fight for equal pay for women, even though their league has never turned a profit? No one cares. I am disappointed in Kenny Mayne. To be honest with you, I'm kind of pissed off at myself for defending him a few months ago when ESPN let him go. He had me fooled. He really did. Kenny Mayne wore the mask well, and not the damn Kobe mask. I'm talking about the woke mask. He hid his political leanings very well. Months ago, I did not know this about Kenny Mayne. I didn't. I could not have been more wrong about him. What surprises me even more is the fact that Kenny Mayne remains loyal to the agenda when the agenda screwed him over. I don't understand these people. How many times does the agenda have to screw these people over, Kenny Mayne, Rachel Nichols, before they remove their loyalty? I just don't get it, but time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on Kenny Mayne and his attacks on Donald Trump and his supporters for being racist. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I will see you guys tomorrow.